This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at a comparison of spinal manipulation methods and usual medical care for acute and subacute low back pain. And finally, a story about an atherosclerosis biomarker for cholesterol. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 488, recorded December 12th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study was conducted whose objective was a comparative effectiveness trial of manual thrust manipulation versus mechanical assisted manipulation and manipulation versus usual medical care. Low back pain is one of the most common conditions seen in primary care and physical medicine practice. Manual thrust manipulation is a common treatment for low back pain. Claims that mechanical assisted manipulation is an effective alternative to manual thrust manipulation have yet to be substantiated. There is also question about the effectiveness of manipulation in acute and subacute low back pain as compared to usual medical care. The study concluded that manual thrust manipulation provides greater short-term reductions in self-reported disability and pain scores compared to usual medical care or mechanical assisted manipulation. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. It is unclear whether high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, concentration plays a causal role in atherosclerosis. A more important factor may be HDL cholesterol efflux capacity, the ability of HDL to accept cholesterol from macrophages, which is a key step in reverse cholesterol transport. The authors of the study investigated the epidemiology of cholesterol efflux capacity and its association with incident atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease outcomes in a large multi-ethnic population cohort. The authors measured HDL cholesterol level, HDL particle concentration, and cholesterol efflux capacity at baseline in nearly 3,000 adults free of cardiovascular disease who were participants in the Dallas Heart Study, a probability-based population sample. The primary endpoint was atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, defined as a first non-fatal myocardial infarction, non-fatal stroke, or coronary revascularization, or death from cardiovascular causes. The study concluded that cholesterol efflux capacity, a new biomarker that characterizes a key step in reverse cholesterol transport, was inversely associated with the incidence of cardiovascular events in a population-based cohort. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ayn Rand. A creative man is motivated by the desire to achieve, not by the desire to beat others. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.